Numbers chapter 20, verses 6 to 8. Moses and Aaron, having been attacked yet again by the Israelites, have gone to the entrance to the tent of meeting, and they have fallen face down before the Lord. And we read in verse 6, "And the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord said to Moses, 'Take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron, gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community, so that they and their livestock can drink.'" Numbers 20, verses 6 to 8. God answers. God answers his servants. They have fallen before him. In their desperation, they have cried out to him. They have humbled themselves, humiliated themselves before the Lord of glory. And God answers them. First of all, he appears. God in his glory appears to them. Verse 6. "And the glory of the Lord appeared to them." He revealed himself to them. And God spoke to them. The Lord said to Moses. And I get the impression that this is entirely in the public eye, so that God publicly vindicates his servants. He reveals himself and his glory to them, and he has words for them, and he speaks to them. And indeed, they have to carry out the task that he gives them and do it in a public way. Gather the assembly together, take the community out to this rock and speak to it, and so on. Now look at the command of God. The people have cried out for water. So what is God's answer? Go to that rock. A rock, I ask you. A flint. That great massive flint. That granite. Now go to that rock and what? Speak to it. And speak to it. Take the staff, and you and your brother gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock. But the rock's granite, flint, hard as iron. I say to you, speak to that rock. Now Moses didn't quarrel. You can imagine the reaction of many. How foolish, how ridiculous, what good would that do, speaking to a rock? Well, this is what God commanded. Remember, he commanded later. He commanded Ezekiel to speak to dry bones, to go to a graveyard, and speak to bleached bones lying in the desert sun. To speak to dead bones. Remember that in the miracles, Christ often addressed the dead, the dumb, the blind, those who couldn't hear, the lame. What did he say to the lame? Walk. What did he say to the blind? See. What did he say to the deaf? Hear. What did he say to the dead? Live. What did he say to the man with the withered arm? Stretch out that arm. The very things that were impossible to these people. The blind can't see, the deaf can't hear, and so on. But when God's word is in it, when God's spirit is in it, when God's power is in it, when it's at the command of the God, this is what these prophets have to do. Moses speaks to a flint rock, a granite rock. Ezekiel speaks to a graveyard. Christ speaks to people who are in desperate, helpless, hopeless condition. But this is exactly, when we come over into the New Covenant, this is exactly the picture of the Gospel. Gospel preachers are addressing, speaking to dead, blind, dumb, deaf, lame sinners. We're all depraved. We're all fallen in Adam. We're dead in our sins. It's as useless as speaking to a rock, as speaking to a corpse, as speaking to a blind man and telling him to see. But God uses the foolishness, 1 Corinthians 1, the foolishness of preaching, and what seems foolish to the world, he uses it to make the dead live, the blind see, the deaf hear. And it's all public here. And this is the need of the hour today, gospel preachers, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2, in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Not by might, says Ezekiel, chapter 6, verse 4, I think. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Now look at the dogmatic promise here. The dogmatic command. You take the rod. You go to the rock. You speak to the rock. And look at the dogmatic promise. I will do this. Now God doesn't say I will. He says you will. But of course it's God doing it. You will bring water out from the rock. It will pour out its water. Not accidentally or incidentally. I will ensure it. But it will. There's the dogmatic promise. It will pour forth water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community. You will do it. You will do it. It's the duty you have to do, the obey. It's the trust of the promise. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That's the gospel. That's the gospel for us, brother and sister. Unbeliever, that's the gospel for you. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Look to me and believe, says Christ, and you will be saved. Come to me and you'll be saved. Look to me and live. Now, regeneration, conversion in Scripture, is likened to the creation. Let there be light. 2 Corinthians 4, the first few verses, 1 to 6, 1 to 5, whatever. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Any man in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature, a new creation. It's when God said, let there be light in the creation, well, that's a miracle. But God also has shone into our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The warning here is not for us to think, well, perhaps the rock was cracked and try and explain away the miracle. No, this rock was as hard as granite. And it could not give water, but God made it give water. God made it give water. You see, the sinner is dead in his sins. It's impossible for that dead sinner to look and live, but God enables him to look and live. The Spirit does it in the preaching of the gospel. The preaching of the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Don't have any stupid ideas about perhaps it's not so bad as it seems, perhaps they can do it. No, they can't do anything. Dead sinners are dead. It takes God's power to raise the dead. It's not Moses. It's not Ezekiel. It's God. Moses could have spoken to other rocks all day long and nothing would have happened. But God, in his great mercy, Isaiah 55, verse 11, when his word is there by his Spirit, my word cannot return empty to me. It must accomplish the purpose to which I send it. Well, that's the lesson I see here, and what an encouragement. So, my brother and sister, I'm going to go on, or are you going to go on, preaching the gospel, declaring the gospel, conversation with the gospel, witness with the gospel, tracts and leaflets, whatever. However helpless, useless, and hopeless it might seem, God go on blessing it for us and through us. May we look to the Spirit to help us. May we move at the Spirit, go into all the world and preach the gospel. May we be moved by the Spirit to obey that mandate from Christ. And may we know his power in the gospel. And may many, many sinners be saved. Oh, descend and make 1,000, 10,000, 1,000 hearts thine own. May God bless his word to us. We need such power today. We can invent all the schemes we like. We can have the clever ploys and the clever ministries and the clever schemes set up to attract people and all the rest of it. But in the end, whatever our schemes, they are useless. What we need is the power and demonstration of the Spirit in the preaching of the gospel. May God grant it to us and through us. Amen for Christ's sake. Amen.